We had the famous sugya on Daf Kuf Ches, Tipas Cholov, of Rav. And Rav says that this chaticha that receives the tipa, now when it's mixed up with other chatichos, it's going to generate an iser on all the other chatichos, and that's called min bimino lo bata. Rav happens to accept the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that min bimino lo bata. So we have now a tarovis of chaticha bechatichos. That's called min bimino. Now, Rashi faces the following question. Why is this min bimino? After all, what generates the Iser in the first chaticha? It's a tipas cholav. Cholav in basar is min b'she'eno mino. Why doesn't Rav accept the possibility of bittul of this chaticha and other chatichos if the Iser of the chaticha is machmas the cholav? It's the cholav that's creating the Iser here. And basar itself is basar shkuta. And if it's the Iser, if I can identify the Iser, the problem here is the cholav, then we have a mixture of min b'she'eno mino. Why does Rav call it min b'mino? Excellent. So the Gemara answers because Rav is predicated on the principle of chaticha nases nevel. So now the chaticha itself is asura bifnei atzma, and therefore, when it falls into other chatichos, we have a tarovis of min bimino, and everything is us.
But you're saying that there's not a separate min called basar chala.
Right, it's basar. It's basar that became basar b'cholav. Once the basar became basar b'cholav, then the entire basar, from the beginning to the end, every single particle is nevela, meaning it's a chefter di sura, and now in a mixture with other chatichos of heter, we have min bimino, and it's not pot. Not pot a little. Then you could have 1,000 pieces of meat, but Rav accepts the shita of Yehuda, and min bimino is also b'mashu. No, I don't think so. Rashi paskins like that, but the other Rishonim disagree. But it's interesting that Rav himself accepted Rabbi Yehuda. Now, ain't Kleinigkeit, you know, that you would think that the Chachamim rejected Rabbi Yehuda and they hold min b'mino is bata. In fact, the Chachamim hold min b'mino is bata, but Rav, you don't even need shishim. Okay, they're going to make a gzerah to min b'sheino mino, so they'll require shishim. And comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says you can have all the heter in the world and you'll never be mevatel l'isa because it's min b'mino. And Rav accepts that sheet to Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim.
What's the story from that?
So Rabbi Yehuda actually derives it from a pasuk in Chumash, because in the parsha of Avodas Yom HaKippur of the Kohen Gadol, what he does is he's makabel in a mizrach both the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and he mixes the dam into one kli. And Rabbi Yehuda says that when he does the zrika al gabi mizbeach, he's makayim two different mitzvahs. One is zrika of the par and the other is zrika of the soyer. Frekt Rabbi Yehuda, well, the par has a lot more dam than the soyer. Why not apply the principle of bittul? How can he be mekayim the mitzvah of dam soyer? And the answer is min bimino lo bittul. It's dam bidam, and there's no bittul. Now the logic of it is hard to speculate, but I think the general kivun should be that bittul requires some sort of hisnagdus. In other words, there's kol di olam gavar. He's got to have some powerful agent that subjugates the less powerful agent. But in the case of min bimino, there's no histagnus here. So everything is together. You know, it's all iser, it's all heter, it's both heter and iser, whatever you want to call it. So therefore, it's awesome. Now, let's ask the following question. To what extent, if any, is Rav's view of Chaticha Nasis Nevela related to the next Gemara here on this page, which we'll read in a second, of which is called Efshel L'Sochta. Meaning, Rav makes a lot of sense if I hold that Efshel L'Sochta is Asur, which means I can never really remove that tam. And if you hold Chaticha Nasis Nevela, it means that even the Basar itself is now Nevela, meaning it's Basar B'chola. Hence, it's going to be a Tarovus of Min Bimino. But if I would hold Efshel L'Sochta Mutter, recognizing the possibility of removing that Bliya of Cholov, which means that we could be Mater the Basar, that seems to be, at face value, antithetical to Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a revelation and a redefinition of Basar B'Cholov. That when the Cholov penetrates into the Basar, you have a new entity which is called Basar B'Cholov. And the Basar itself is also B'Torah's Basar B'Cholov. That's Chaticha Nasis Nevela. If that be the case, then to say Efshel L'Sochta is Asur, I'm sorry, let me go the other way around. I meant to say Efshel L'Sochta Mutter seems to be untenable. It's a ridiculous statement. How can you say Efshel L'Sochta is Mutter? What do you mean Efshel L'Sochta? What has it got to do with Sochta? You can squeeze out the Chalav from now until doomsday. It's not going to change one iota because the Chaticha is Nasis Nevela. And I think that's what the Gemara says now. Let's see if we can read this into the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Let me just give me a minute just to read the Gemara, because that's my goal is to review the Gemara. Oh, you want to look on with me?
No, I just want to see where you are.
Here.
Kuf Ches of Manala.
Yeah, Kuf Ches. Okay, so the Gemara says the following. Maika Sovar, what does Rav hold? Ika Sovar, Efshel L'Sochta Mutter, Chaticha Mai Nasis Nevela. And I'm going to explain the Gemara the way I think Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara. I'll try to prove this to you. He's learning, how can Rav possibly maintain that Efshel L'Sochta Mutter, which means the whole Issur is predicated on the existence of the Cholov that was absorbed into the Basar, but if I can remove the Cholov, then everything becomes Mutter. That's antithetical to the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, because Chaticha Nasis Nevela is telling me that now the Basar itself is Asur. So what are you going to do? You're going to remove the Cholov? Now again, you could have argued maybe it's a conditional, temporary Issur, that it's not, it's Nevela, as long as I have the Cholov. If I could purge this Basar of its Cholov, then it's like turning the clock back and it's not an Nevela. You know, it's like, you know, in Hilchos Tshuva they say that Tshuva is a Tikkun. You know, so I can be Mesaken the Avera of the Tipas Cholov by removing the Tipas Cholov. And what I'm left with is Basar without Cholov. But the Gemara is not willing to accept that. The Gemara is claiming that you can remove the Cholov from now until Mashiach Zeit, and it's a garnished elfin. It doesn't change the Nevela problem, because this Basar became Nevela. Now here, at this point, I want to introduce a major machlokas. This is a machlokas that starts with the Rishonim and it goes down to the Achronim and the Poskim, Arayom Hazeh. What does the Gemara mean in terms of Shar Isurim? Does the Gemara mean that Rav, based on the principle of Efshel L'Sochta Asur, establishes Chaticha Nasis Nevela A, in Basar B'Cholov, and only in Basar B'Cholov, or B, in all Isurim? So for example, let's say you had Nevela that was cooked with two pieces of basar, shchuta, and it received the tam. There was no, or 59, there was no bittel. Now, one of these pieces, or many of these pieces, falls into a second tarovis. Are we going to say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, that every piece of basar shchuta, insofar as it received the tam of basar nevela, now became nevela? Which means A, according to Rav, it's going to be a taruvus of min bimino. And B, even if we don't accept Rav, we're going to need shishim, not against the original piece of nevela that fell in the first kedera, but against all these pieces of basar shchuta that now received the tam. And if we're going to hold efshel soto asur, then nevela we're going to apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, with its two repercussions. Number one, min bimino going to Rav, and number two, we're going to require shishim against the entire piece of basar, which again, if you define it as basar shchuta sheyesh batam chalav, we're going to apply the principle of chaticha nas nevela, and we're going to say that the ganza, the whole piece, is nevela. Do we apply the principles here that are set out and formulated in Rav's in the Gemara with regard to Basar B'chol, that's the Ikra Sugya, and apply them in Shari Surim as well? This is going to be a gigantic, gigantic machlokas. It is perhaps the machlokas about Chaticha Nas Nevela. There are many machlokas in about Chaticha Nas Nevela. You know, you can have machlokas in whether Chaticha Nas Nevela applies to an Issur Rabban. You'll have machlokas whether Chaticha Nas Nevela applies in Yovish B'Yovish. And a machlokas whether Chaticha Nas Nevela applies to Lach B'Lach. And you'll have machlokas whether Chaticha Nas Nevela applies in a case of Efshel Sokhto. And it just goes on and on. I don't even think I touched the tip of the iceberg. There's so many issues about Chaticha Nasis Nevela. In this Sefer called the Moreshes Moshe, he's got like five different simonim on Chaticha Nasis Nevela. But if you ask me to identify with a Hei Ayedia, the issue that brings the Rishonim almost to fights, you know, they're almost to fist fights, it's this issue about Shar Yisurim. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam, which I'll show you on Daf Tzadivav Amid Beis, and he says that the issue of Shari Surim, as far as Chanan is concerned, depends upon Efshel Sokhto. That if I hold Efshel Sokhto Asur, and I apply that straight across the board, there's no reason to limit it to Basar B'Cholov, right? Efshel Sokhto is Asur. So the concept of removing the tam is a ridiculous notion. Then, says Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to apply that in Shari Surim as well. And to the extent to which the Gemara identifies Efshel Sokhto Asur as Chaticha Nas Nevela, because the Gemara says there's no way of saying Efshel Sokhto Mutter and then maintaining Chaticha Nas Nevela. So Chaticha Nas Nevela is to be identified and predicated on Efshel Sokhto Asur. If I'm accepting Efshel Sokhto Asur in Basar B'Cholov, I'm going to apply that to Shari Surim. And once I postulate Efshel Sokhto Asur in Shari Surim, Mevela, I have Chaticha Nas Nevela. Rabbeinu Tam has a problem because of a sugya in Avodah Zorah, and the sugya in Avodah Zorah seems to assume that in Shari Surim there's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. The Gemara there is talking about a mixture of Yayin Nesech with Yayin Stam, and the Gemara there identifies the machlokas between Rabbi Yudin Chacham about Min Bimino, and in that context the Gemara clearly assumes that there's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Again, how Rabbeinu Tam knows that, Beli Neder will look inside. But Rabbeinu Tam understood that the sugya in Avodah Zorah was predicated on the assumption that there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela in Shari Surim. We accept Chaticha Nas Nevela in Basar B'Cholov, but not in Shari Surim. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why? Because that sugya holds Efshel Sokhto Mutter. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I would hold Efshel Sokhto as Asur, then for sure I would have to apply Chaticha Nas Nevela into Shari Surim.
How can you have Chaticha Nas Nevela by Lach, by Yayin and Yayin?
So again, that too is a gigantic machlokas. The Ravid and the Arzarua are on your side, Rabbi. They hold that in Lach B'Lach there's no such thing as Chaticha Nas Nevela. But the Ramban and the Rashba and many others, they hold Chaticha Nas Nevela applies even in the Taruvos of Lach B'Lach. In other words, they don't need what's called Heker. You know, usually we say Chaticha Nas Nevela because there's Iser and Heter, and they're clearly separated one from the other. So now the Iser, as a result of the Bliya, I'm sorry, let's go the other way around. The Heter, as a result of the Bliyas Iser, and the Heter, now that Heter turns into Nevela. So I see clearly in front of my eyes the chaticha. I see the tam or the lach that's giving tam in the chaticha, and that chaticha now becomes the veil. But in the case of lach balach, I don't see any iser in front of me. I mean, yayin and yayin. I mean, can you send, even if you would send the yayin to a lab, you wouldn't be able to tell whether it was worshipped by a guy, you know, idolatry or not. So there, the whole issue of chatichat asavela is very iffy. But many rishonim hold that chatichat asavela applies to lach balach. Many of those same Rishonim will say that it doesn't apply to Yavish B'Yavish, but it does apply to Lach B'Lach. Okay, so again, Rav said, you know, we can't solve all the problems in one sitting. But what I'd like to focus your attention on is this Rabbeinu Tam. So let's look at Rabbeinu Tam inside, and it's on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. Excuse me, Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Now the sugya. I'm sorry. It's on Daf Kuf, I meant to say. Daf Kuf. Oh, so you look at Daf Kuf and you'll see something interesting. The Tosis itself begins on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. Now, how would you classify that Tosis? Is it a short Tosis or a long Tosis? If you have Daf Kuf, the Tosis, the Ramaskal Shakada Vesilko. What? It's a pretty long Tosis, right? Look how long it is. You haven't even seen half of this Tosis. Because the most of the Tosis is published on Kuf Amid Beis. So when you ask me, you know, where are we and where is this Rabbeinu Tam? Is it on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph or Daf Kuf Amid Beis? I really don't know what the exact answer to your question is, because although it begins on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, the Iker of Rabbeinu Tam is on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. And we have a case in Avodah Zarah, which you'll see on the last line of Amid Aleph. Gavi Yayin Nesach, Besof Mesecht Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach Shenofal Libar, the Ikel Aman Diomar, Afilu Nofal Shom Kitol Shomayim, Libesof, Roma Eter Kilu Eno, Bishar Mayim Ravim Olavim Vatlino. So again, these are very complicated sugyas. But at the end of the day, what we have here is that we don't need, if this Tarobas falls into the second Tarobas, we don't need Shishim against the Mayim that got mixed up with the Yayin. So in other words, the bottom line is, we're not going to apply the principle of Hanan in the Sugya in Avodah Zarah. And Rabbeinu Tam wants to know why. You know, after all, we have a principle called Chatichat Asavela. Why shouldn't it apply to the case of Yayin B'Yayin? So Rabbeinu Tam answers the following. He says that Sugya in Avodah Zarah reflects the Shita Laman Diomar, or I should say just the opposite, right? Our Sugya of Chatichat Nasas Nevela will hold like the Man Yomer on Daf Kufches that Efshe Soto Osur. V'ho Ahu Deshari Bavodah Zarah, and therefore when the Mayim gets mixed up with the Yayin, I don't need Shishim against the entire Taroves. I only need Shishim against the Yayin and not against the Mayim. Yizbar, he will hold Efshe Soto Mutar. So whether or not you apply Chatichat Asas Nevela in Shari Surim depends upon Efshel Soto Mutar, Efshel Soto Osur, Azoy Shteit in Rabbeinu Tam. Now, yesterday I gave out a page, which I hope you have, and if not, I think I have copies, which should say on it, Reish Tes Zayin, from this sefer called Shi'urei HaRav. See if I can find it here. Oh, here's Reish Tes Zayin. Okay, right now I'm only finding, unfortunately, one copy. John, you're very good at the archives, so you should probably have another copy. I want to give Alan a copy too, but right now I'm not finding. It's probably in that pile over there. So Alan, are you willing to listen about Pe?
I'm definitely.
It's not that much. Kosu Atosus. Everybody on the same page?
Yeah.
This is Reish Tes Zayin, but only in this sefer. Kosu Atosus Bechulin Sarivov Amid Beis Divar Maskel Afilu. Oh no, I'm sorry. My mistake. It's Reish Yud Dalet. Okay, sorry, I skipped a page. Oh boy, now I'm in deep trouble. I don't even have a single copy of Reish Yud Dalet here. Wait a second, maybe it's here. Oh, it might be light at the end of the tunnel. Let's see. All right. I apologize.
No problem.
Reish Yud Dalet. It's probably there. Okay. So he quotes Tosis in Chulin Kuf Amid Beis Dima Masa B'Shekadam. The Divya Tosis Muchach, the Sphirale, the Din Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Shar Isurim, Aliba de Rabbeinu Tam, Toli B'Machlokes, in Efshel Soto Asur Omut. So let me repeat. Do we apply Chaticha Nasa Nevela in other Isurim? Rabbi Nutam insists it depends on Efsha Soto Osav Efsha Soto Mutter. Umasha Kosu Besof Devrayim, that the Sugyan Avodah Zorah, that we don't apply Chaticha Nasa Nevela in Yayin B'Yayin, Yayin's Nesach, is Bishari Surim. And Rabbi Nutam says that why don't we apply Chaticha Nasa Nevela in Shari Surim? Asya Kamandi Omer Efsha Soto Mutter. V'dafko lioso man diomar lach man diomar efshel soto muter lo amrinon chaticha nasis nevela avol man diomar efshel soto osur bevade amrinon chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim. So the ganze business of chaticha nasis nevela in shari surim, which is as I said before the machlokas, the gigantic machlokas in Chanan, all depends on efshel soto muter, efshel soto osur. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Now wait a second. I understand Efshel Lesoto Asur in the case of Basa B'Cholov because of the principle of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. And as we said earlier, you can squeeze out the Chalav, you know, squeeze the udders from now until doomsday. It doesn't change anything because Chaticha Nasa Nevela. But we don't know if Chaticha Nasa Nevela is going to apply Peshari Surim. So what are you going to tell me? Efshel Lesoto is Asur? Who cares if Efshel Soto Asa? Efshel Soto Asa means that you'll never succeed in removing the tam, let's say, of the ayin or the vela. You can't, what's the word in English? To punch? Is there such a word? To
expunge.
Expunge. You can never expunge the tam of Isur of the vela in the Basar Heter. Okay, so you can't expunge it. So don't eat that piece of meat. But when the tam of that nevela goes out in the second Kedera, all I need is shishim against the tam. In other words, all the other chatichas of Heter are protected. I wanted to use the opposite of vulnerable. Invulnerable? Is there such a word? And they're invulnerable to the negative destructive power of the Tam of the Vela if they have Shishim. Which means we're not applying the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Aye, Efshel Soto is Asur. Efshel Soto Asur is Halacha in Basa B'Cholov. And that reflects Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Rabbi Nutam is talking about Chaticha Nasa Nevela in Shari Surim. And he's saying that if Efshel Soto Asur, then we have to apply Chaticha Nasa Nevela in Shari Surim. I don't get it. There are two different issues here. We shouldn't confuse them. There's no overlap here between these two concepts.
Why is Efshel Soto only limited to Basar B'Cholov?
Because in the case of Basar B'Cholov, what you did is you took Basar and you took Cholov, and now you created a Chaticha Disura, which
you
is...
You can do that with...
Nevela and Basar Shkuta?
Yeah.
No, all you do in Nevela and Basar Shkuta, Lufiyani is Daiti, is that you penetrate the Tam and the Nevela into the Basar Shkuta. So now the Basar Shkuta has a Tam and Nevela. The Torah calls that Tam Ki Ikar. Correct? So now I have another issue,
how
right?
Is it different from Cholov?
No, I'm saying it's fundamentally different than Cholov, because in Cholov I have Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Rabbi Netam wants to know that we have Chaticha Nasas Nevela in Shari Surim. Right. There's no logical, according to Rabbi Netam himself, there's no logical interdependence in such a case, because I can certainly be mechalik between Basu Bechalov, where we say Chaticha Nas Nevela, and in other Isurim where Rabbeinu Tam is investigating and trying to explain the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. But what does that have to do with Efshel Soto Osir? That's my point. Efshel Soto Osir, the Gemara says, to explain Rav as to why Rav holds Chaticha Nas Nevela. And the answer is because Efshel Soto Osir. Right. Now you ask about Shari Surim. Well, it could be that Efshel Soto means that I cannot expunge the Tam of Nevela from the Heter. Right. But that doesn't mean that therefore every fiber of the Heter is now turned into Nevela. The Nevela is only carrying, I'm saying the Basar Shkut is only carrying the Tam of Nevela in it.
Why can't Efshel Soto be applied to all Yisroel?
No, for sure. I'm not denying that. But I'm saying just because the old Efshel Soto is Osir, therefore you apply Chanan, Efshel Soto Osir is a different issue. Efshel Soto Osir is an issue when I have a Tarobes, can I be Matir, that piece of meat that has a Tam of Isur in it? And if I hold Efshel Soto Osir, it means I can never expunge that Tam. You can send it to the ringer, send it to the Chinese laundry, but you'll never get the Tam out.
Chanan is based on Efshel Soto Osir.
That's Rabbeinu Tam. But I'm asking
that's
why.
Everybody.
No, I'm asking why. No, we'll see. The Rambam sheet does not like that, but right? The Rambam is going to hold Efshel Soto Osir in Shari Surim without holding Chanan in Shari Surim. But before we get to the Rambam, I'm just trying to tell you, Rabbi Osai, that there's a logical problem here in Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav Soloveitchik is going to try to solve this logical problem. Rabbeinu Tam says Efshel Soto Osir, then it's Chanan, and that's going to apply to Shari Surim if I hold Efshel Soto Osir. Logically, that's not true. Efshel Soto Osir is only a diun, is a nidon in the original Chaticha. Chaticha Nas Nevela is not a nidon in the original Chaticha. Chaticha Nas Nevela is a nidon in what that Iser impacts on the other pieces of meat in the second Kedera. Is it enough that we have shishim or not? That's called Chaticha Nas Nevela. Efshel Soto Osir Mutar is a different issue. Let's say you do have shishim in the second Kedera, and you're going to be mati in the second Kedera. Does that mean I can be mati the original Chaticha if I can identify it? There's the Chaticha that received the Tam in the Vela. The answer is, it depends on Efshel Soto. Can you expunge that Tam? That's not what we're saying in Rav, in Basar B'Cholov. In Rav, the principle of Chaticha Nas Nevela is based on a very fundamental conceptual understanding of what Basar B'Cholov is all about. What Basar B'Cholov is all about is not that the Tam of Cholov goes in and the Tam goes out. I couldn't care less if the Tam goes in and goes out. Once the Tam went in, I have Basar B'Cholov. There's no reason to apply that logic to Nevela. And even Rabbeinu Tam is not applying that logic to Nevela. He's open to the possibility that there's no Chanan in Shari Surim. But what does he say? Efshel Soto Osir. If Efshel Soto Osir, then Chanan applies to Shari Surim. Why? Efshel Soto Osir is only an issue about whether that original Chaticha can go to the mikvah and we can be mitired by expunging the Tam that was balu inside of it. That's a very interesting question, but has nothing to do with Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Why would Rabbeinu Tam create this interdependence? And he's saying that if you want to apply Chanan and Shari Surim, it all depends on Efshel Soto Osir. I can hold Efshel Soto Osir, and still I'm not going to go as far as to say Chanan. And this is going to be the Rambam sheet. If you take a look here on the left column, again, unfortunately, I don't think you have Resh Tez Zayin either. Resh Tez Vav either, right? So on Resh Tez Vav, he says, Ulam, Midibre Rambam, Mashba, Desvile, Dibibos, Becholov. Here we're going to apply the principle of Chanan. Ubishari Surim, the Rambam doesn't apply Chanan. And it has nothing to do with Efshel Soto Osir, because the Rambam in fact holds that Efshel Soto is Osir, but he doesn't apply Chanan to Shari Surim. Hinei Zev Barur, Dilamani over Efshel Soto Bibasa Macholov Mutter. Lo svirale de bevasa b'chol v'havei iser machmas atzmo. So what does it mean that I can expunge the taste of the tipas chol from the basar? It means that the basar is only awesome because it's carrying the tipas chol. Now I just have to, you know, do a surgical operation, you know, like a dentist, you know, pull a tooth. I pull out the chol. And once I pull out the chol, everything is mutter. And that's called efshel soto mutter in basar b'chol. However, we paskin that Efshel Soto and Basar B'Cholov is Asur. Why? The answer is because Basar B'Cholov is not an Iser Machmas Bilua. The Iser is not because this Cholov Balua in the Basar, but rather it's an Iser Machmas Atzmo, meaning once the Cholov is cooked together with the Basar itself becomes Asur. So who cares if you could be Mafrid and separate the Cholov from the Basar? And therefore, in the day, according to the Rambam, Mistabra Loma, Shatanoim Vamorom, Shenechleku, Efshel Soto Osur, Efshel Soto Mutter. He says, with regard to Basar B'Cholov, they're arguing about what the nature of the Isur Basar B'Cholov. In other words, listen carefully, Rabbi Osir, the way Rav Soloveitchik is reading the Gemara, it's Efshel Soto. Everybody agrees that Efshel Soto. That was never a question. Everybody agrees to the physics or the chemistry that you can remove the tam that's bolua. What is the machlokas? Machlokas is whether or not it's asur or mutter. Meaning, in the case of basar b'cholov, good. So you can remove it. I agree, efshel sota. Nobody denies efshel sota. But it still is asur. Why? Because what's the nature of basar b'cholov? It's an isur machmas atzmo. It's not an isur machmas bolua. That means the very second that the tam of cholov went into the basar, it's liolam void. That basar has taken on a new identity. Duch and duch in every fiber of its being, and it's now a chefetz di surah of basar b'cholov. So that the only way you can explain efshel soto mutter in basar b'cholov is if you hold that basar b'cholov is not a chatich of nevela, it's not a chefetz di surah, it's an iser machmas bolua. And then efshel soto is mutter. Because again, everybody agrees that efshel soto. No one's denying the mitzvah of efshel soto. That's a fact on the ground. You can remove the top. But the question is it mutter or aser? And that depends on how you define basar b'cholov. Ulefi shita zu, according to the Rambam's understanding, is chaticha nasas nevel b'shari surim ain't no toli b'din efshel soto asur. Upashenu da chaticha neseres mishari surim lo chashav isur machmas atzmo. It's only asur machmas bilua. Is memela im efshel soto. Once I agree that it's efshel soto, is then everybody would agree that it's mutter. Right, the only issue would be basar b'cholov in efshel soto because if it's an iser machmas atzmo, b'shar yisurim kuli alma modu, that efshel soto is mutter. So how could Rabbeinu, right? In other words, the Rambam is in effect talking to Rabbeinu Tam, so to speak, and he's saying to Rabbeinu Tam, how can you tell me that we're going to have a machlokas about efshel soto mutter or osur and shari surim, and that's going to shed a light on chaticha nasis nevelim and shari surim? No, there won't be any machlokas according to the Rambam about efshel soto and shari surim. Why? Because efshel soto means that we expunge the tam that's bolua, and in all isurim that's enough to be matir, because the Rambam holds that no doubt that in shari surim there's no isur machmas atzmo. There's only an Iser Machmas Bilua. And if Efshel Soto means we can get rid of that Bilua, everything is Mutter. So there's no such thing as Efshel Soto Asur in Shari Surim. It just doesn't exist. It's a non-existing category, says the Rav, in understanding the Rambam Shita. Is therefore the Rambam rejects Rabbeinu Tam. The Ein Makom L'Tliyas Rabbeinu Tam D'Loman D'Yomer Efshel Soto Mutter Lesle Chanan B'Shari Surim D'Holo Toli Zebezet. Because Efshel Soto Mutter means that you have an Iser Machmas Bolua, and therefore you can remove the Bolua. That has nothing to do with Hanan in Shari Surim. In Shari Surim, all that you have is an Iser Machmas Bolua. And if you recognize the possibility of Efshel Soto, then Enochinami, you remove, you expunge the Tam that was Bolua, and now everything is Mutter. You have no problem here. So don't tell me Hanan. Chanan means it's irreversible. Chanan means once having become Osir, it takes on a new identity. That's called an Iser Machmas Atzmo. That, according to the Rav Salvation's understanding, is the meaning of Chaticha Nasis Nevel. If that be the case, then there's no such thing as Efshel Esokto Osir in Shari Surim, because in Shari Surim, how can you say it's Osir when it's Efshel Esokto? Because again, nobody denies Efshel Sota. What does Efshel Sota also mean according to the Rambam Shita? It means Iser Machmas Atzmo. That's Efshel Sota also. And that's what generates the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, says Rambam. That only applies to Basa V'Chola. There was one Shita of Efshel Sota Mutter that held that in Basa V'Chola is an Iser Machmas Balua. And therefore, since it's Efshel Sota, get rid of the Tam of the Cholav, and everything is Mutter. But if we accept Efshel Sota Osir, what we're saying is that you can get rid of the Tam of the Cholav from Haim Bismargen, it's not going to help you one iota, because it's an Iser Machmas Atzmo. Efshel Sota Mutter means it's an Iser Machmas Balua. In the case of Shari Surim, everybody's going to accept the principle of Efshel Sota Mutter, because we're going to be able to expunge the taste of Nevela and the Basa Shkuta, and therefore everything is Mutter, there's less man to pulling, and there's no room for Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, says it's Haba Hatalia. If I hold Efshel Sota Asur, then that's going to apply in all Isurim. If I hold Efshel Sota Mutter, it's going to apply in all Isurim. And the Rav, Zichron Lebracha, in this first paragraph on Reish Yudalit, and I wish you would photocopy this and look it over for tomorrow, or for the next time, is the Rav is working overtime. He is sweating it out to try to understand Rabbeinu Tam. You can see from the whole essay that his heart is with the Rambam. Not because, you know, Brisker is always a Rambam fan. The Rav had a tremendous amount of admiration for Rabbeinu Tam. He had no more of a commitment to explain the Rambam than he had a commitment to explain Rabbeinu Tam.
But if you hold that Efshel Sota is Mutter, then you don't need to read the Sota.
Are we in the Rambam now? Again, what Efshel Sota Mutter depends upon the Machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, but yeah.
Then you can mock it by Shisha. You don't have to worry about that being subjected it all together.
Well, no. I'll tell you why. Because the flip side of Efshel Sota Mutter is Efshel Sota Asur. And that might mean, again, that's not the Rambam Shita, but it might mean that you can never expunge this thing of its Tam. So even though Bittul could work, and that's fine, yeah, but the original Chaticha remains a Chaticha Asura. That's called Efshel Sota Asur.
But they're incompatible. You can't. I mean, I
lost you. I'm not sure if I'm following you.
If you say Efshel Sota is Mutter, if you're asking that it's Mutter.
Oh, okay. Efshel Sota
Mutter. Then you don't need it altogether, really, because you can just use Bittul B'Shishim.
Again, Bittul B'Shishim will help you for the other Chatichos. That Bittul B'Shish will help you for the other Chatichos. That doesn't bother me. Even if Efshel Sota is also, I can still have Bittul and Shar Chatichos. My problem is the original Chaticha. So if I hold Efshel Sota Mutter, what I'm saying is that I can expunge the Tam from the original Chaticha, and I can be mad in the original Chaticha. If I hold Efshel Sota also, I'm not able to expunge it.
Even if you say Efshel Sota,
again, that's not the Rambam sheet. I'm just
even if you say Efshel Sota also. If the shishim in the original chatichah basar, then only a drop of milk.
Right, or a drop in the velu, let's say.
Right.
Whatever it is, then everything's butter.
Everything's butter.
Correct, because that tam is butter. But we're talking about a case where the Isa gave tam. In other words, it was 59 and not 60. So now we have to know, can we get rid of that Isur by expunging it? That's called Efshel Sota Mutter.
Yeah, but then that's being mevatel. No.
Good, excellent, okay. The question is whether you're allowed to do it with Chachila, but let's say it fell into a Taroves, you know. Something was loose in the Madaf, you know, and it fell into a Taroves.
The second falling.
Yeah, let's
the first falling.
No, the first falling, that would be put the right way.
No, well, no, the first falling, there was no Shishim, so everything is awesome.
I'm saying the first dwelling was Shishim. If the first dwelling was Shishim.
Oh, there's nothing to talk about. That's not our discussion.
Yeah, the second one, but when you're saying it became mutter when it fell, you're talking
about. In the second Kedera, right? In the first Kedera, it became awesome right. Because there was no Saint Tam. Yeah, if there was no Saint Tam in the first Kedera, then Ein Al Mala Daber, that's an open and shut case. So it became awesome at Shlav Aleph. And now that heter, which became awesome, falls into another Kedera. So I have two different issues here. One issue is Shishim. Do I have Shishim against the Tam of Cholav or the Tam of Nevela? That's one issue. The second issue is that even if I have Shishim, I could be Matir, the balance of the Kedera, but what's the status of the original Chaticha if I can identify it? And the answer is that there was a Tam of Issa that went in, it was Nivla. Will it be polate that Tam when you cook it in the second Kedera? Efshel Soto also says you can never expunge it. This is going to be Rabbeinu Tam's approach.
It remains awesome.
It always remains awesome. So it's a paradox because that chatik I have to throw into the bin, or if it's nevel I can feed it to my local guy. But the rest of the kedera is mutter, and I can feed it to the greatest scholars of the generation.
Then the whole, even that...
Correct. That even that chaticha was only also on a temporary basis as long as it had within it the bli of Isa. Now I got rid of, I expunged the bli of Isa and everything became mutter. And Rabbeinu Tam is going to claim that this issue of Efshe Sokha Mutter, Efshe Sokha Osir is going to determine for me in Shari Surim whether or not we apply Hanan. That's what we're going to try to understand. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, none of the above is correct. The Rambam holds that for sure you can expunge the Tam. Nobody questions it. That's called Efshel Sokhto. The Gemara never asked Ha'im Efshel Sokhto, V'chi Efshel Sokhto. The Gemara never phrased it that way. We want to know, because of Efshel Sokhto, is it Mutter, is it also? Says the Rambam, that depends upon how you define Basa B'chola.
Right. Okay.
If you define Bas Mechalov as a carrier, it's an Issa Machmas Bilua, right. Then great news, Efshel Sokhto, that's called Mutter. If on the other hand I hold that my definition of Bas Mechalov is that a new entity of a Cheftzid Isur emerged here, then I can never change that entity, once it emerges, right. And that's called Efshel Sokhto Osir. So you can expunge all you want, get rid of every last drop of the Tam of Chol, makes no difference. Therefore, the Rambam says that this issue of Efshel Sokhto Osir, Efshel Sokhto Mutter has no bearing on Shari Siri Torah. Why? Because it's a unique halacha that's limited, singular halacha in Bas Bechol, because of the fact that Bas Bechol, if you hold Efshel Sokhto Osir, is an Isur Machmas Atzmo. So that's what Efshel Sokhto Osir means. It means that you can expunge and expunge. It's not going to help you because you're left with a Cheftzid Isura, which is called. Which is called Bas Mechalov, and that's called Chatif Nasavela, Efshel Sokhto Osir, but that has no bearing on Shari Surim. On Shari Surim, says the Rav in explaining the Rambam, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that Efshel Sokhto is Mutter. Just like in Bas Mechalov, there was one man who held Efshel Sokhto Mutter because it's only an Isur Machmas Bilua, just get rid of the Tam Balua. So too in Shari Surim, everybody's going to agree that Efshel Sokhto is Mutter. Why? Because the Isur is Machmas Bilua. No one would say, according to the Rambam, that Basa Nevela can change the nature of Basa Shkuta because the Tam of the Nevela went into the Basa Shkuta. The Basa Shkuta is Basa Shkuta. It's Heter, the Duch and Duch. It has a Tam. Okay, if that Tam is a serious Tam, and it's a serious Tam, there's no Bittel, then it's also, that's called Tam Kikar. But let's see if we can get rid of that Tam. And the answer is we cook it in a second kedera, and we hold Efshel Sokhto. Once we hold Efshel Sokhto, we can squeeze out that Tam, then everything is mutter, including the original Chaticha. The Gemara never questioned that according to the Rambam. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam is going to look at Shari Surim and he's going to wonder, is it Efshel Sokhto Osir? Is Efshel Sokhto Mutter? If it's Efshel Sokhto Osir, then Chaticha Nas Nevela. If it's Efshel Sokhto Mutter, then there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela. And we produce the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim that there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela in Shari Surim. And that's what the Rav wants to understand. What is Rabbeinu Tam? He's going to have to assume that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Basa B'chalav is an Iser Machmas Bilua. And no one questioned that. Because otherwise, how is Rabbeinu Tam going to somehow extrapolate and analogize, compare Basa B'chalav to Shari Surim and say, well, you know what? Can we get rid of the tam? Can we not get rid of the tam? Efshe softo muta, efshe softo asa. We can't get rid of the tam. We can't get rid of the tam. And that's going to determine shari surim. The answer is that basa b'cholov is only asa machmas tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam. You can begin to understand why we feel a lot more comfortable with the Rambam Shita. But let's understand Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam makes an equation between basa b'cholov and shari surim in terms of efshe softo asa, efshe softo muta. And in shari surim, that sugya in Avodah Zorah that maintains that there is no chaticha nasa veil in shari surim in the case of Yayin Nesa, that's the shita that holds efshe softo muta. If on the other hand I hold efshe softo asa, then it's a problem in shari surim. And the question is, what does that mean? It must mean, for one thing for sure, that's unquestionable, that Rabbeinu Tam, in the framework of his equation between Basa B'cholov and Shari Surim, is assuming that Basa B'cholov is also Machmas Bilua. And if Efshe Sotu Mutter means I can get rid of that Bilua, everything is going to be Mutter. And that's going to apply side to Basa B'cholov and side to Shari Surim. If I hold Efshe Soto Asur, it means that although the Isur is Machmas Bilua, I just simply can't successfully remove that Bilua. There's always going to be something left in that Bilua. And if that be the case, we have to apply that to Shari Surim. Now Rabbeinu Tam makes the next jump, and he says, well, once you're applying Efshe Soto Asur to Shari Surim, then ipso facto, Chaticha Nasas Nevela B'Shari Surim. And that's the point that we want to try to understand. John, you want to see if they're ready for Mincha?
Because if you say there'll always be something left and it's been Machmas Bilua,
right,
then you're saying something else. You're saying that it can never be Mavatl. You can never be Mavatl, period.
Again, what do you mean by Bittl? If you mean Bittl vis-a-vis the other, the Chatichos, the other Chatichos never if they're Shishim and the other Chatichos, they never receive the Tam. We're only focused now on the original piece. Excellent. The original piece had a tam. Now we're going to expunge the tam when we cook it a second time. Yeah. All the other chatichos are going to be mutter because they have shishim against the tam.
Right.
What about that original chaticha? If there's still some vestige of tam because efshe softo is asur, then it's asur. And now Rabbeinu Tam says once it's asur, then we're going to apply the principle of chaticha nasas nevel. Okay then? So if you can photocopy this page,
okay,
and go over it. It's just one paragraph, but I worked very hard to try to understand that.
You know, the mice is really.
And then we have a discussion about klipa. We never finished the discussion
about
klipa.
But it was very interesting. Probably the same. It has to do with Avera altogether. Why is it you can do tshuva?
You took my drasha seriously.
No, you can. You know, your kippur is mechaper because even though You're forgiven for the Avera, but there's still a
stain. Let's just read the language here of the Shirei Arav with regard to Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Disvile Rabbeinu Tam holds the Basa B'Cholov Iser Balua," which again is not something that we're so comfortable. We normally like to say that Basa B'Cholov is an Iser Machmas Atzma, and that's certainly the way we interpret the Rambam. But Rabbeinu Tam holds it's an Iser Bilua. Umemela, as a result, im yispardu habasa b'cholov zemizeh. You know, it's the Isur is conditional as long as there's a unity, a unification between basa b'cholov. The tam of the cholov is inherent in the basar. It's penetrated to the basar. That's basa b'cholov. But once we separate the basar and the cholov, we're back to square one. We're back to heta v'heta b'chol yeh muter. So what now is the machlokas about efshe softo asur or efshe softo muter? He ha'im yesh bitul lachatzi chaticha. Pirush ha'dov de kuli alva modu chayshinon shema tama iso lo niflat legamre min achaticha. So efshe softo means that we can reduce the tam, but we can never really expunge the tam completely. El yis mayit v'yis batel. El dechad man yom esfile dehol v'ablia eina el chelek me'osa hachaticha sharei hachaticha sheyesh b'blias isum urkeves hi mishnei chalokim b'chaticha atzmo, which is the be'en and the blia I efshe levatel chelek echad shel hachaticha hoel v'udover be'en v'mele gam ablia eina mispatelis. So Tuliom yesh bitul lachatzi chaticha. Umemela, I think you have to add hachaticha niteres. So that's the language here which we have to work on in order to explain Rabbeinu Tam. What I would like to get back to tomorrow is we started our discussion of klipa, and we didn't complete our discussion of klipa, and that's going to take us back to pages Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, and the Shach interpreting the Rambam, and that Belinetta will take care of. We'll try to address that tomorrow.